Hello, thank you so much for taking the call. This is Elba and I'm calling your National Opinion Survey. I am conducting an opinion survey and I would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation.
Even if I'm 35? Because I don't know who the senior is.
Yeah, ma'am, as I was telling you, I'm calling you for National Opinion Survey. I am conducting an opinion survey and I would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. And of course, your individual answers are confidential.
You need to be talking to somebody who's a senior?
No, ma'am. We just need to talk to someone who is 21 years or older and registered to vote.
About what again?
About important issues facing the community and the nation. And to start with the survey, I would like to know, does anyone in your household work for a news media outlet, including print, radio, internet, or television?
No.
Okay, thank you so much for that. In that case, you were saying that you are 21 years old and registered to vote, right?
Yes.
Thank you. I know it's still a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the November 2024 election for president, Congress, and other offices? Would you say you will definitely vote?
Definitely.
Thank you. And are you Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish origin?
No.
Thank you. And what's your race, ma'am?
African American.
Thank you so much for that. And also, I would like to know, what's your age, ma'am?
35.
35 years old. Thank you so much for that. And at the same time, now I'm going to read a list of different issues, you know, and concerns some people say they want the president and Congress must focus on. And for each, I want you to rate on a scale of 0 to 10 how important of an issue it is for you to have them focus on. Use a 10 if it is the most important, a 5 if it's not what's important, and 3 if it isn't important at all. You can use any number between 0 and 10. And the first concern I have right here is fighting inflation and improving the economy. How important is this for you from 0 to 10?
I'm having a hard time understanding you. You might have to have another representative to call me.
Okay, yeah, I'm just wondering, like, you know, I was telling you that I got the list of different issues, right, and concerns about what some people have said they want the president and Congress must focus on. And for each, I would like you to rate on a scale of 0 to 10 how important of an issue it is for you to have them focus on this. You may use a 10 if it is the most important, a 5 if it is somewhat important, and 0 if it isn't important at all. And you can use any number between 0 and 10, right? So the first concern that I have right here is fighting inflation and improving the economy. From 0 to 10, how important is that for you, ma'am?
10.
What about eliminating food deserts in our community?
Eliminating what?
Food deserts in our community.
You said food?
Yes, and dessert in our community.
I don't know, maybe about a five. I don't really thought about that.
Okay, and what about protecting Social Security and Medicare?
10.
And what about protecting abortion and reproductive rights?
10.
Thank you so much for that. And now, thinking about regulations in America today, do you think things are getting better, staying about the same, or getting worse for black people?
Yeah, staying about the same.
Okay, thank you. And do you believe that health outcomes in general in the African American community are better, worse, or about the same as in white communities now?
About the same.
Thank you. Which of the following do you feel are having the most negative impact on the African-American community? You can select up to two, ma'am. The first one is alcohol. Then I have marijuana and other cannabis products, vaping, cigarettes, ketamine, ecstasy, and other party drugs, heroin, cocaine, meth, and crack, and opioids and fentanyl. Out of those ones, you may connect up to two with the most impact.
Okay, opioids and crack cocaine.
Okay, thank you so much for that. I want to ask your opinion about something called tobacco harm reduction. Tobacco harm reduction is a public health concern. It's possible to know that the health risk associated with smoking cigarettes, through cessation of support, abstinence education, and moving adults who can or won't quit cigarettes to less harmful smoke-free tobacco and nicotine products. Would you say you agree or disagree that advancing tobacco harm reduction will improve health outcomes in the African-American community?
Okay, you said tobacco's production effects on the community?
No, I will read it again, okay? I want to ask your opinion about something called tobacco harm reduction. Tobacco harm reduction is a public health strategy focused on lowering the health risk associated with smoking cigarettes, food cessation support, abstinence education, and moving adults who can't or won't quit cigarettes to less harmful smoke-free tobacco and nicotine products. I was wondering if you agree or disagree that advancing tobacco harm reduction will improve health outcomes in the African American community.
Would it improve health outcomes?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
So it's like tobacco education is what you're asking.
Yes.
Do you agree or disagree
with that? Because you may also strongly agree or somewhat disagree.
I disagree.
Okay, and would you say you somewhat disagree or strongly disagree?
Somewhat disagree.
Okay, thank you. Now, I'd like to ask you to rate your familiarity with seven of different smoke-free tobacco and nicotine products. For each, tell me if you are very familiar, somewhat familiar, or not at all familiar with the product. The first one is oral nicotine pouches. Are you very familiar, somewhat familiar, or not familiar at all?
Not familiar at all. I don't smoke. I don't really know tobacco products.
Okay. And what about heat-not-burn tobacco products?
No.
Okay, not familiar. And what about e-cigarettes or vape?
Just that I see the stores are popping up. I don't know anything about them.
Would you say that you're somewhat familiar with them?
I guess somewhat. I know that they're popular. The stores are popping up everywhere.
Okay. And I'd like to give you additional information about the smoking today in America. As you may know, smoking rates have gone down consistently for decades, but about 30 million American adults are still smoking today. That's about 1 in 9 adults. Smoking remains the leading cause of preventable deaths, accounting for nearly 500,000 American lives lost this year. That's about 1 in 5 deaths. And quitting is hard for adults who smoke. Only 1 in 10 who try to quit smoking are successful. Many have instead successfully switched from cigarettes, the most harmful form of tobacco, to less harmful smoke-free tobacco and nicotine alternatives. After hitting this, what would you say is the primary reason for these changes? Would you say it is more government restrictions and bans, more education and anti-tobacco advertising, cost of the smoking has gone up, or the introduction of a smoke-free alternative to cigarettes to the market?
Probably the introduction of those alternative smokes.
Okay. Now I'm going to read you two statements some people have made about cigarette smoking. Please tell me which you agree with more, okay? This first statement is, the federal government cannot and should not promote anything related to nicotine or tobacco. Smoking rates have declined dramatically in the last few decades, and very few of us are still exposed to smoking in our daily lives. Vaping is not safer, and it has already become an epidemic. that will be dealing with 4 decades to come. Then the second statement I have is the federal government should do more to meet people where they are and promote less harmful activities of smoking. We know that cigarettes are a major health risk and that people should quit, but that may not be immediately possible for the nearly 30 million American adults who should smoke. Most critical of nicotine of penalties both less health risk to adults who smoke and those around them until they are willing or able to quit entirely. Which of these statements do you agree with the most?
That was kind of jumbled for me.
Okay, the first one basically says that the
It's still jumbling up. I don't know what's going on with our connection. You're still breaking up.
Okay, so as I was telling you, right? The first statement was saying that we need to find a way to get rid of people as some people get rid of them, right? And then the second one is about getting different measures or options for people to stop smoking cigarettes so they can go with a different option. Adam, the same in D or A, which one would you go with?
Oh, gosh. I don't know.
Yes, ma'am, can you hear me better now?
I don't know what's happening to our connection. I was talking to you and everything was fine, but now it's like the words are coming in, but they're choppy.
Okay, so let me just go back then and read it once again. Okay?
You gonna call me back?
Okay.
It's still choppy. It's like the pieces of your words are coming in and they're going out.
Okay, so let me just give you a try one more time, okay? I understand the statement some people have made about cigarette smoking. Please tell me which one agree with more. The first one is, the federal government cannot and should not promote anything related to nicotine or tobacco. Smoking rates have declined. Yes?
Are you reading the question again?
Yes.
I'm not hearing you. That's what I'm saying. It's real choppy.
Let me go ahead and call you back, okay?
Okay.